themselves. The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I certainly hope you are all taking it easy out there. Another beautiful, cloudy, rainy day here in the Miami Valley. If you're a duck, I'm sure it's fabulous. And if you're a motorist, I hope your wiper blades and your tires and your lights are all working right for you today. Welcome to Auto Talk. We're going to have a lot of fun today. I'm Dave Murphy. I'm your host here each and every week, along with my amazing wife, Jan. I am riding solo today. She's out with taking care of some family things with us, which I hope to join soon. But we'd love to have you join us today on the show, too. So Auto Talk is live here in the studio, and we'd love to talk to you. I'll tell you a little bit about Murphy's Auto Care. We have been in Beaver Creek for many years, almost 25 years, and I have been an ASE, Master Certified Technician, for a little over 40 years, so I'm getting up there in years. But that's okay. I'm still around the shop every day, in the shop, and I got to tell you, I've got a huge list of things today I want to share with you. This was another amazing week in our shop, the things we see, the things we get the opportunity, and people, I should say, we get the opportunity to meet and talk to. So, but Murphy's Auto Care, in case you're interested, is in Beaver Creek. We are at 3815 Dayton Senior Road, and we have been there the entire time. We're open each and every day, I should say Monday through Friday, from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and we're here to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs, and we truly enjoy doing that. That's the reason we get up and we go to work every day. If you want to reach us, it's very simple. You can call us if you want to call us at 426-AUTO, or 426-2886, or you can also contact us anytime, 24/7, at our website, which is murphysautocare.com. And that's the easiest way, actually, to get an appointment with us, especially if it's after hours. So give us a call. Give us a shout online either way. We'd love to hear from you. If you're new to Auto Talk, welcome. If you've been a longtime listener, thank you for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. But Auto Talk, real briefly, is always about keeping vehicles safe and dependable, because we know from my many years of experience and many of my counterparts in this business, that's what saves money with your car. We'd love to talk to you about your car. Maybe it's making a noise. Maybe you got to check engine light on, or whatever. I don't know. Maybe you're thinking about buying a new car or another car for someone special in your family for Christmas, and you want to talk about it. I'll keep a secret. Trust me. I'll help you. But let's get the right car. And if you're going to buy a used car, you want to make sure you're going to get a pre-purchase inspection. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today later in the show, too. So that's what the show's about. We're always here. And if you just want to learn more about the automotive industry, another great way, too, is go to our website or go to our Facebook page. We work really hard every week to post regularly and keep it fresh and new and exciting, and we're happy to engage with you. So you can always reach us there on our Facebook page, Murphy's Auto Care, or like I said, on our website. A lot of blogging going on, and based on the things we're going to talk about today, I've got a lot of stuff I'm going to add for next week, too. So that's who we are at Murphy's Auto Care. But, you know, I got to say, just before the show here, I was standing over with the other producer, and Dr. Dyer was just on, of course, before me. And I love coming in after him or Dr. Merkel. Those guys are amazing, the stuff they do. I mean, it's just the information they have. They're actually like scientists almost, you know. They obviously they are, but have a lot of fun talking to them, gotten to know them over the years. But I can't help but make a point. Just before he was ready to roll off the show, he was talking about how important it is for individuals to play a role in getting better. And, you know, I think we all know this. Personal responsibility is something that is missing in today's environment in a lot. So I just want to say that we run into that a lot in our business, too. Folks, unfortunately, you know, don't want to take responsibility for their vehicles. And not going to get off on a sour spot, but I just want to say it's your vehicle. So please pay attention to it and take care of it. It's trying to tell you something when it's got lights on or it's making noises. So, all right, you can reach us today. We are live, and I don't bite, so I'd love to talk to you. The number's 457-1290. You can give us a call. Lines are open right now, and I've got time to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you, as a matter of fact. Don't know what's on your mind, but I got a lot on mine. So some things to think about: are your car's safety, and is it prepared for winter right now, right? we're in that season, and we've seen some cold weather, and we've already seen some of the effects of what cold weather will do. Whether we're talking about batteries, or we're just talking about some of those early failures for us that we start seeing in vehicles. We see a lot of coolant leaks right now because as temperatures drop, steel and aluminum move around and change at different rates, so that causes gaskets to start separating and leaking. So if you got leaks underneath your car in your garage, spotting, and you didn't have it before, get it into wherever you go and get it repaired, get it checked out at least, and so you can find out whether it's a little problem right now or going to be a big problem. Okay, that's I just can't help but talking about it. It's just the weather and everything that's going on. The weather really is a driver, especially in our business. And, it's one of those things that for years, I've been doing this a long time, we used to be able to know exactly what kind of changes we would see as far as the types of repairs we were going to be faced with. But automotive technology has, grown leaps and bounds. And there's cars, for the most part, don't suffer from the things they did 30 years ago or 20 years ago. But they still do have battery issues, and they still do have lights that don't work on them properly, and heaters don't work properly, and air conditioners. And the reason I'm bringing up air conditioners is, this time of year, you might not think you need to take care of your air conditioning system, or, hey, I'll wait until next spring, right? I just can't stress to you enough, don't do that. Because the air conditioning system on your vehicle is necessary right now to dehydrate the air that's being brought through the air plenum, and so that it will dry the passenger compartment. So if you've been putting off air conditioning repairs, you might want to rethink that. And here's an even darker, deeper side of not repairing it. So let's just say you have a minor leak in something called the condenser, which is out in front of the vehicle. And that's very common to happen over the season. Rocks and things get thrown up, or you park on a bumper block and it flexes the front of the car enough, it gets a little crack and it leaks off the refrigerant. Maybe that happened and you didn't know it. But your service provider can tell you that. And so you need to check it out and see if it could, if the system is working properly. But the reason you want to fix it, like I said, is to make certain that, of course, the air conditioning, or I should say the heater and the defroster, work properly this time of year. But the other reason is, if you leave it unrepaired throughout the season and we go through all of the stuff that we're going to get on your vehicle, everything that's inside that air conditioning system has leaked off. Not to mention the oil now is going to be, that's inside the system that's there to protect the compressor, is also going to be affected negatively by the influence of now atmosphere coming back in where the leak let everything get out. So that's really, really important. Fix an air conditioning system. If your budget allows it, fix it this time of year. You're going to get a big benefit of it. Like I said, it's going to help your car stay warmer, stay cleaner, drier. Your windshield will clear off better, and it'll stay, of course, you won't fog up inside in the car. So just want to pass that tip along and remind you, we're here live in the studio today. And I know you're all sitting out there at home and you're just wanting to give me a call. The number's 457-1290, and I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. That would be a lot of fun, trust me. Also want to mention to you, at Murphy's Auto Care, and I mentioned this last couple of weeks, but our business has really, really grown, and it's grown every year, but we've been very blessed this year. But we're looking to fill a couple of positions. We've got some new positions open for an automotive technician and also one for a shuttle driver. So if you know anybody that actually is amazing when it comes to automotive repairing a car, or if you're that person, and let's say you have impeccable references, we'd love to talk to you. So give us a call. You can reach us at 426-2886. That's 426-AUTO. Or you can reach me directly at dave@murphysautocare.com. And like I said, maybe that's someone in your family. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's your neighbor. But we believe in networking, and so we're gonna talk to you about it right here on the radio. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you on that. All right, great. Hey, you know what? Got some people jumping on here. I'm going to go right now to Mike. Mike, how you doing? Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Auto Talk. How are you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in the Miami Valley?
I'd be better if it wasn't raining.
That's okay. You'd rather do something outside probably, right? What's up?
Hey, I got a 2009 Dodge Ram 1500. When I put my heat on, I get really good hot heat coming out of my passenger side. vent.
Okay.
But my driver's side vent, it's kind of, it's like cool air.
Okay.
I don't know if maybe my blim doors are not working properly or what could be going on there.
Well, yeah, you're partially on the right track. So there's an actuator motor that's probably not functioning properly. So it's called an actuator motor. So there's usually about three actuators or four. I'm assuming it's got a digital climate control probably, or is it a totally manual control HVAC?
It's manual.
It is manual, okay. So it's still on the dash when you move those controls. Most likely it's not cable operated. It's going to be, you know, electronic, so it's got an electronic head in it. So it's not, for whatever reason, one of the, you can call it a blend door, isn't moving properly. It could have something jammed in it, or it just could have an actuator that's bad. The easiest way to get to the bottom of that is to plug in a scan tool to that and attempt to command the HVAC doors. And then you'll be able to determine which one's not working properly.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you can do that, or if you can just take it into, if you have somebody that services your vehicle, they can do that. They can determine which ones aren't working. And then you'll hopefully not have to remove the entire dash to replace those.
Okay.
So good luck with that, because it's going to be a cold on your side of the vehicle for the rest of the year if you don't get that fixed pretty soon.
I can put it on circulate, and I get really good heat when I put it on circulate. So.
Okay.
But when I do that, sometimes my windows fog in.
Yeah, you know, we have seen where the actual control head has failed, and I'll tell you this on Chrysler products, on Dodge Rams and stuff. I have seen that as well. I've also seen just where the control head plugs in to the connector, you get a bad connection in there. And so that's why you want to plug into it with a scan tool, and you want to literally talk to the car and see what you can get it to command to do, because it'll give us that information.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, okay? Thanks for calling, Mike. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, great call. I appreciate that. And since we were talking about air conditioning systems and heaters, that was very timely. Way to go, Mike. All right. So the number to call us today is 457-1290, and we would really, really, really like to talk to you. I'm going to take another call real quick here. I'm going out to Eric. Eric, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. I see you are in Beaver Creek. That's kind of close to my stomping grounds. What's up?
Well, I've got a 2015 Yukon Denali that periodically, as I'm driving down the road, I'll get a vibration. I've not really ever been able to figure out what's causing it, because the road sometimes is just super smooth.
Uh-huh.
And I'll have this vibration. It's intermittent, and it's not even the same place in the road, you know, as I go back and forth to work. So it's just an odd thing. And I wonder sometimes if my, like, the radar could have something to do with it, because I was on the highway one time, had the cruise set, and so I got that vibration a lot, and I hit the brakes, it goes away.
Okay.
So I played with it a couple times, put the cruise back on, got the vibration periodically, took the cruise off, didn't get it back. It was bizarre.
Okay. This is interesting, so we're going to talk about it. I need to run to a break. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back and chat about that.
Okay.
Stick with us, Eric. Stand by. All right, folks, if you want to learn the answers to that and many, many other automotive questions, hang around here on Auto Talk with us. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, and we'll be right back after this short break.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Find great Christmas gifts and big home improvement savings now at Menards. Get the job done right with Bosch. The 18-volt lithium cordless two-tool combo kit includes a half-inch drill and a powerful impact driver with two lithium batteries. On sale for $149. Prices are good through December 24th. Plus, Menards gift cards are always a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
There is a family without peace.
Listen to me! Okay.
Silence. Take heart. There is a path that leads to peace.
And it starts with Oak Tree Corner, a non-for-profit organization here to serve children who are dealing with the loss of someone important. A free support home with dinner and trained leaders leading every meeting. Call Oak Tree Corner now, 937-285-0199.
Unleash the financial strength that your current home has today. A Damac Credit Union Home Equity Loan can utilize the financial strength you have in your home and use it for important milestones in your life, like remodeling your existing home, helping finance your child's college education, or taking the family on a vacation. Damac Home Equity Loans start at some of the lowest rates available and are easy to understand. You can apply today online, by phone, or at any Damac branch. Learn more at DamacCU.com.
Save as much as 70% on elegant fine jewelry during the Going Out of Business sale at Rapp Jewelers in Englewood. After 38 years, Kenny Rapp is retiring, and Rapp Jewelers is closing forever. Spectacular fine diamonds and gemstones, custom designs, earrings, bridal sets, watches, a huge selection for the holidays at prices you never thought possible. Don't miss the sale of the season at Rapp Jewelers, 7 West National Road in Englewood.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
On the mild side today, but with rounds of rain and gusty winds, we'll see those showers continue on throughout the afternoon and into early evening. Temperatures reach about 50 in Dayton, could stay a little cooler to the north. Tonight, everyone gets into the upper 30s. Rain showers will end on Sunday. We'll stay dry for the rest of the day with clouds breaking for sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. Glad you're riding along with us. We've got Eric out here on the line. We're going to get him back here and see if I can get him. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Good.
Still is good. This is a very intriguing question. I have a couple questions for you. And then we may talk later at the shop or something, since you're in our area. But when this vibration occurs, correct me, did I hear you say you were coasting or you were under acceleration?
Under acceleration.
You were accelerating, okay. And how long would you say the vibration lasts for? A second? 5 seconds?
2 to 3 seconds.
Okay.
If that.
Do you feel it in the seat of the vehicle or in the steering wheel only?
I guess in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I just feel it.
Okay. Did you buy?
And you can hear it.
Okay. And did you buy this vehicle new, or are you a second owner? Okay. All right. So have you had it back into the dealership or wherever you take it for service, and has anybody checked the software to make sure it's current on the vehicle?
I know there was a recent update in the software, but and I also had told them about the problem. And like anything, the tech took it out, drove it around.
Can't duplicate it.
Didn't have the issue.
Yeah. Can't duplicate it. Right.
Yeah.
And would you say it's a very, it's not a violent vibration. It's noticeable,
no.
Or is it very subtle?
It's noticeable, and it's just odd when you're cruising along real smooth and just have that and see absolutely no reason for it.
Right. No lights come on the dash when it occurs, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, my friend, I love a good mystery, and this might be one, but there's going to be an answer for it for sure. I doubt it's certainly not tire balance, so you can rule that out, okay, because that doesn't come and go. And it's most likely not the propeller shaft or the drive shaft, okay? But because, I mean, that's a Highline vehicle. Those things are beautiful. And they have a lot of electronics on board, as you mentioned. You were wondering about the radar. So much integration because, you know, what could be going on? Hey, I don't know. It could be applying, not the anti-lock so much, but I guess it just depends. But my guess would be that the likely cause of it is there is some intermittent or some failed connection, electronics, with some control module that's acting up. I doubt that it's anything other than that. Now, could it? That vehicle also has lane sensing or lane departure sensing in it, right? So it lets you know if it goes. Does it feel like that in the seat? Or
I actually don't use it. So
okay.
I don't use that feature of it.
Well, turn it on once, drive with it for a while, and see if you get the same sensation. Okay.
Okay.
And then, if you would catch up with me sometime over the next week, if you got a chance to stop by the shop. Or just give us another call back, because I'd like to hear what's going on. I'd love to get our scanner on that and go for a drive and see what's happening.
Now, where is your shop?
Right on Dayton Xenia Road, right there in the center of Knollwood. You know where Knollwood Garden Center is?
Yep, I know exactly where you are. I drive by it all the time.
Yep. If I'm not in, and there's a chance I wouldn't be, go ask for Brian. He's our son and one of our ops managers there. But any one of the guys, Ryan or Eric, will help you out. But Brian certainly would be intrigued by that. And of course, any of our master techs will help you out with it. But we can get to the bottom of that if the dealer can't find it for you.
Perfect. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for it. It's a great call. Appreciate it. See ya. Bye-bye.
All right.
Great. I want to take just a moment here, and I want to thank the wonderful folks that bring you Auto Talk each and every week. One of our longtime suppliers, BG Automotive Products. And folks, those are the products that we use each and every day to keep all the major components in vehicles operating dependably and for many, many, many miles. So if you're, you know, having a coolant flush, transmission flush, power steering, maybe a fuel induction service, fuel injection service, or even a gasoline direct injection service, not to mention the great oil additives that come from BG, we use those products. All good professionals use those products. And if you're not using them in your car, you should be, because it extends the warranties on your vehicle. So you want to check it out. Thanks to BG Automotive Products. Also, KOI Auto Parts, been a longtime professional-focused parts supplier. We've used them for many, many years. At our company, we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, and that's because we buy great parts from KOI. Thank you to KOI. And Mike's Car Wash, one of my wife's favorite places to go with her car, always keeping our cars clean. It's just an amazing place. If you don't use Mike's Car Wash to keep your cars clean, I can't recommend it highly enough. They've also got something really cool going on right now. And if you buy 4 Ultimate or 4 Works washes, you're going to get 2 more free. And that's a big value, folks. It's a big, big value, especially this time of year. You want to keep your car clean. It just runs better. So thanks again to Mike's Car Wash. And certainly last but not least, Goodwill Auto Auction. Goodwill Auto Auction, Goodwill DaytonAuto.com. Folks, we have had this wonderful partnership with them. We developed the Dayton Gem Project. We're actually at Murphy's Auto Care. We are restoring vehicles to go back into the auto auction. Goodwill, Easter Seals, Miami Valley is an incredible, incredible organization here, and they help almost 20,000 people each and every year here in our community. So donate your vehicle to Goodwill Auto Auction. It's simple, one call, and they will be there along with Sandy's Towing, another very highly professional towing company. Take that vehicle and get it out and help some other people here in our community. I got to run to a quick break. I'll be right back. Stick with us. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News Update. Our top story, a former youth soccer coach who's been on the lam for 45 days is caught in Florida.
I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. Rain showers for the morning continue. How long will they last? Your forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. We've got an accident on 75 southbound at the Stanley Avenue off-ramp that's creating a little bit of a delay. It's about 5 to 7 minutes in that area right now. Also cleaning one up on in the 200 block of North Springboro Pike, that one in Miamisburg. Our top story, a former soccer coach is caught after 45 days of being on the run from the law. Justin Smith was convicted earlier this fall for sexual assault of a minor and fled the state on Halloween Day. Cops say he used prepaid cell phones and credit cards to stay under the radar after his financial assets were frozen.
The account was unfrozen 5 days later before any hearing happened. And now, less than a week after that, Smith is in custody and expected to be brought back to Ohio.
WHIO's Mike Campbell says Smith won't be sentenced until he's extradited. Well, we're going to have a soggy afternoon for our Saturday, but temperatures are staying warmer than normal.
Drive carefully this afternoon. We are going to be dealing with rounds of rain that could produce some ponding on the roads. Also, winds are going to be gusty today, anywhere from 20 to 30 miles per hour.
Meteorologist Kirsty Zantini has the exclusive WHIO forecast in just moments. A federal judge in Texas has ruled the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, as unconstitutional. The next Speaker of the House already condemning the decision.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling the ruling monstrous and says the House will act quickly to intervene when Democrats take control next month.
Fox's Jack Callahan says supporters of the ruling argue that Obamacare offered unaffordable premiums and forced people away from doctors they liked. In Eaton, crews extinguish flames as high as 30 feet as they engulf a home on Minnetwaysong Road. Crews tell us the fire there started at the back of the house and worked its way up to the garage. Fortunately, the house was evacuated. No one's been reported hurt. Investigators saying that a heat lamp inside a dog shed is likely responsible for starting the blaze. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zantini.
On the mild side today, but with rounds of rain and gusty winds, we'll see those showers continue on throughout the afternoon and into early evening. Temperatures reach about 50 in Dayton, could stay a little cooler to the north. Tonight, everyone gets into the upper 30s. Rain showers will end on Sunday. We'll stay dry for the rest of the day with clouds breaking for sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zantini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Rain everywhere around the Miami Valley this hour. The heaviest right now around Dayton and Springboro. It's 41 degrees in Troy, 43 in Springfield, and 46 degrees in Dayton at 1233. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
Hi, I'm Larry Hansgen. You still got plenty of time this Christmas season to give the gift of a great night's sleep, and I'm talking about MyPillow. I've been talking about MyPillow for over 3 years, telling you my own experience of how it's helped me sleep better than ever. For me, it's more efficient sleep. I'm able to fall asleep right away. No tossing and turning then. I stay asleep, wake up feeling refreshed, even with the crazy hours that I keep. Well, you can give the gift of a great night's sleep to someone you love and take advantage of a great deal from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special. You buy one, you get one free. So you can give two MyPillows to someone you love, or, hey, keep one for yourself and start sleeping better than ever. You can also call 1-800-320-1481, ask for the buy one, get one free special, and again, make sure you use the promo code WHIO. MyPillow, 100% made in the USA, and you've got nothing to lose. You buy right now, MyPillow is extending their money-back guarantee all the way to March 1st, but you're going to love MyPillow.
Hi, this is Dave from Murphy's Auto Care. You know, you have less than a month to buy that special gift. That gift they'll open on Christmas morning and say, "That's nice," when they really don't mean it. Unless it's a washbook from Mike's Car Wash. Think about it. Almost everyone on your list drives, which means they probably like to drive a clean car. And in December, when you buy four Ultimate or Works washes, you get two free. You can pick up washbooks at any Mike's location or at mikescarwash.com. Don't panic. Be practical with washbooks from Mike's Car Wash. Open daily, 7 to 9.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. Glad you're riding along with us today. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, along with Jan Murphy, my wife, each and every Saturday right here at Cox Media Studios. And we're having a blast. Great day. A lot of good calls. During the break, we had a wonderful person that gave us a call and said, "Hey, you know what? I had a similar vehicle, and actually I had a torque converter issue in that." And I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you very much for calling. And I would have gone there. I just didn't want to jump to that conclusion yet. But I have to say that could be certainly a cause of it. But, Eric, if you're still listening to us, if you get it in to us or someone that can drive that vehicle and watch torque converter application and engagement and see, Certainly could be the issue, but a lot of times when that's occurring, it's not the torque converter failing. It's actually something else through the circuitry that's saying, hey, man, you know, let go here a little bit. Let's get back into a lower gear instead of locking up the torque converter. But at any rate, thank you. Thank you for the call, Eric. I hope that helps you, and I hope it helps other people too. All right, we are going to continue to stay here on the calls. We got a bunch of them. I want to talk to everybody, and I'm going to go real quickly right now to Richard. Richard, how are you today?
Hello, I'm pretty good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. I think we can all hear you, and thanks for being patient. What's going on with your Ford Escape?
Okay, I just got it back yesterday from Gerber Collision and Glass in Huber Heights.
Uh-huh.
And he pointed out to me that the check engine light was on and that they had run the diagnostics, and the diagnostics indicated that everything was okay, but that if that check engine light remained on for much longer than 2 days, that I should bring it back to them so they could figure out what was going on.
I would agree with that. Was the check engine light on before the accident?
No, it wasn't staying on before it.
Was it on at all before the accident?
Not really. It would normally, when I would start, usually
that's normal. Almost, yeah.
No, it never. It when I would start it up, it would always go off.
Okay.
You would see it briefly upon startup, and then it would go off.
Okay, Richard, that's normal. That's just the bulb test of all the lights on your dash. So, you know, when you key the car up and it starts for that first 10 seconds, everything lights up. And so it goes off, right? So what's happened is, yeah, something probably from the accident, either there's a wire that's been pinched or compromised. Something is still in fault. Bring it back to them. It's interesting. I bet you if you go ask them, they did a pretest as well. They may not, the technician may not have shared it with them, but usually most really good body shops, and they're good ones as well, will be pretesting vehicles now because of all of the safety systems on it, and they got to make sure to know what was or wasn't working before they make their repairs. So check with them, but yes, take the vehicle back to them. The check engine light should not stay on. So, yeah.
Yeah, I unfortunately, I just turned on my digital voice recorder to, in other words, see if they did a pretest.
Yeah, ask them if they did a pretest before they did any of the repairs. You know, the vehicle went to them, it was damaged. Most body shops now will actually get on board and plug in and see what is currently not functioning so that they know that and can address it. They can share that with the insurance company, all right? Most likely whatever has set the light or is causing the light to be on can be a result of the accident, or it's a possibility through the repairs. Something, you know, was damaged, something didn't get reconnected, and that's all. That may be all it is. It may be very, very
minor. In other words, a sensor or something or whatever didn't get, or and if something else did not get reconnected, or what was it you said about something possibly being pinched?
Right. A wire could be pinched in the accident from the collision. It could be cut. A lot, any number. There's hundreds of things that could have happened, Richard. So just take it back. Just take it back to them. They'll figure it out, and that's their job. They're supposed to repair it and return it to you in the same condition you had it before the accident, so like new. Hope that helps you. All right? All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're just going to keep on running here. We're going to go right now up to Scott. Hey, Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are
good, you? Good, good. You've got a question, what, about snow tires?
Yeah, I have a 2010 Scion XD. It's a small little car.
Right.
And we live on a hill, and to try to get the sky up the hill, at least last winter, we had a hard time. The
right.
Tires aren't old. So I was contemplating going and putting just snow tires on the front and basically running, I'll say, summer tires up until, say, December, throw the winters on the front, basically December, January, February, pull the winters off, and then put it back again. Curious as to your thoughts on that.
Well, based on those conditions, I would agree with you, but I would really recommend that you consider, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago on the show, that you consider just getting a full set of winter tires. They're probably going to be more conducive. When you put a more aggressive snow tire, let's say on a drive axle, and you leave the traditional all season tires on the other axle of the vehicle, you can get some pretty squirrely handling characteristics when you're not going up your driveway to your house. So you may not like the way it handles if you just put two snow tires on the front of the vehicle. And, you know, and that can add also, what year did you say it was?
2010.
Okay. So it's got stability control. It's got some other, you know, systems on board. You want to have, typically on a vehicle, you want to have the same tread design on all four corners. It's just, it's safer, it handles better, and the vehicle reacts better, especially with the integration of the systems on it. So, yes, I would say get tires on it. Get a winter tire tread on the vehicle. And one of the easiest ways to do that, I mean, it's an investment, don't get me wrong. We have a lot of customers who do it. But they'll just get four tires on four rims, you know, not maybe as expensive of the rims as they keep on the vehicle through the summer. And they just store them. They bring them in, we change them out, we check the balance, we put them back on. You know, come spring, take them back off. And they're, I have to tell you, they all speak of how satisfied they are with that, because the vehicle is just much more, their confidence level's higher for as far as being able to control it and stop the vehicle.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, great question. Stay safe out there and get good tires. Appreciate your call. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Great question. I love that one. I'm going to talk to Lena right now. She's also, hello, Lena, how are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm good, thank you.
Welcome to Auto Talk.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
I have a 2005 Impala Chevy, and for the last few months, it hasn't done it very often because I don't drive really that much. My trunk lid wants to fall. And the first time it did that, it hit me in the head, you know, so it hadn't done it for a while. And one day this week, I was at the grocery and was at the back of the car putting groceries in, and guess I would have got ahead again, but I was getting things out of the cart, and all of a sudden down went my trunk lid, and I thought, oh, man, I'm glad I didn't get hit in the head again. So I thought, something's going on. Is there, someone mentioned, I think it was my son, said maybe there's, like, is there hydraulics in there that can need to be replaced?
There certainly are. So this is a simple and fairly inexpensive repair, and you won't get any more bumps on the head, okay? So wherever you take your car for service, hopefully, they do everything for you. Just take it into them and ask them to replace the rear trunk gas supports. They're like shock absorbers, okay? And your son is exactly right. They are gas-charged absorbers. And they're designed to hold the weight of the trunk up, but yet still allow you to collapse it and be able to close the lid.
And they're called gas what, please?
Just tell them to replace the trunk supports, okay?
Oh, trunk supports.
Yes, the trunk supports. They'll know exactly what that is. It might cost you $150, but it's a lot better than a bump on the head.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to tell you how much I appreciate this call, Lena, because those same supports are on the hood on the front of your car. Okay?
Really?
Oh, yeah. And they're on almost all cars. So we see this all the time. You know, we have to open the hoods on cars all day long.
Right.
And when we open the hoods, many of those supports are bad. And we'll recommend to people that they change those, and they'll say, well, that's okay. You're the only one that ever opens the hood. I don't want to spend the money on it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to appeal to people. If you know those are bad on your car, save your mechanic from having a headache. And not to mention, if they worked, people would check their oil, hopefully, and check under the hood.
Well, you know, my car doesn't have that many miles on it, so does that have, it's not, what I'm thinking, the trunk lid hadn't been used that much,
right.
So why would something go out like that?
Well, it's not a matter of usage. It's over time, each one of these little gas supports, it has a little seal on it, okay?
Okay.
And over time, the seal dries out, and I'll briefly explain it to you. Inside the support is some liquid, hydraulic oil. And then there's also a gas in there to keep pressure on that oil, all right?
Uh-huh.
So that little seal, when it wears out, the gas leaks out, and then there's no pressure on the oil anymore, so then they won't hold the trunk up.
Okay.
Okay? So that's what happens. So, I mean, if a car, you have a 2005, you're right, but it probably doesn't have 50,000 miles on it.
No, it doesn't.
Right. So it's just a matter of some things on cars wear out because of the time and other things because of the mileage or the usage.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Another thing I would like to thank you. I had called in several months ago about a problem I was having with the same car getting stuck in park in my driveway because I have just a slight incline.
Yes, I remember.
And what you told me to do worked, so thank you very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. It's really a pleasure to talk to you, and I appreciate you calling back to Auto Talk.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful holiday season.
I love your show.
Thanks, Lena. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, great call. Yeah, you know, we see that all the time, folks. We just, it's a little frustrating at times. I can't tell you how many broomsticks I've seen in there to hold up a hood on a car. But that's just a great question from Lena. I want to tell you about a story real quick in the shop this week, because I think it segues nicely into something we've been talking about, which is called oil analysis. We actually have a laboratory in our shop now. We're one of only four shops in the United States that have this. But we had a customer, we've been servicing their vehicle for a few years, come in, actually had to have their vehicle towed in this week because the engine was making a noise. So when the vehicle came in, we got it off the wrecker, we got it in the shop, and it was making a knocking noise. We have certainly different kinds of noises we all hear from our engines, knocking noises, banging noises, clanging, jingling maybe even, but a knocking noise is serious, and we know that from our experience. And it really pointed towards a failed engine failing because probably the engine bearings, either the crankshaft bearings or the cam bearings, something had failed. We wouldn't know that for sure, of course, unless we took it apart. So what we did was we did an engine oil analysis on this vehicle, which was very, very telling. And it confirmed, of course, our suspicions that, yes, the engine internally had failed. But what we found from this was that we were able to positively, absolutely tell the owner of this vehicle about what was going on. Now, the second page of the story, or I should say the second chapter of it, is we talked about it, and they said, well, what's the obvious repair? I said, well, the best way to do this is to replace the engine. But before we do that, let's check the transmission oil. So we pulled a sample on the transmission. We ran the oil analysis on the transmission. And I have to tell you, something we would have never suspected, well, we suspected it, but they did not because the symptoms hadn't shown yet, is that the torque converter in the transmission was also failing. So at this point, we were able to counsel these folks and say, hey, look, don't fix the car. It's not worth it. It's got an engine that's already failed. It's got a transmission that's just getting ready to come right behind that, and it's going to go too. So don't invest thousands of dollars in replacing an engine, whether you put a used one or, you know, a Jasper rebuilt in it, which is what we would recommend. But my point in this is that the oil evaluation, oil analysis, I should say, that we provide now is so telling. And it's whether you want to know and baseline the components, the major components that we're talking about in your vehicle by doing oil analysis, which we would recommend, or whether there is a problem you want diagnosed, this is the answer for it. And if you'd like to, you know, find out more about it, it's easy. Go to our website, click on our blog page. You can read about it there. We post on about it regularly. Or better yet, just give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care at 426-2886. I just couldn't, you know, get over how powerful that was. And as we talked about it in the shop, you know, we talked about a lot of times people don't want to do tests on their vehicles because they're like, well, it's okay. I don't see any point in this, right? Everything's working all right. Why would I want to know? My point in this is that this engine, we recently got this equipment. Had we had this test equipment maybe 8 months ago or whatever, when the last time we saw the vehicle and ran the test, we would have been able to see the presence of sodium and potassium in the oil, which means that the long life antifreeze is starting to leak internally. So what happened to the engine was antifreeze leaked in because of a failing head gasket. The antifreeze washes the oil off of the bearing surfaces, and now the engine, of course, grinds itself to an early death. And that's what happened to it. But only with an oil analysis and a true laboratory environment can you determine that months in advance. So if you really love your car and you want to hang on to it and you want to make sure everything is good, give us a call. Murphy's Auto Care. We can tell you all about oil analysis and help you out with that. All right. We are going to run to another call real quick. I'm going to talk to, well, actually, I'm not. I'm going to stick with us, folks. I got to take a quick break, and I will be right back.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service, regardless of when or where you served. You may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk.
The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us. Now let us serve you.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service, and value since 1989. Located two blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit carpetconsultantsflooring.com.
When the waves of retirement planning come crashing in, you need somewhere safe to go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sickles. Our team at Safe Harbor Retirement Group will guide you through those rough waters. We will show you how to maximize Social Security benefits, minimize your taxes, and lower your market risk. Visit safeharboroh.com and schedule a complimentary strategy session with me. Let Safe Harbor be your guide to a worry-free retirement.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great, and since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
On the mild side today, but with rounds of rain and gusty winds, we'll see those showers continue on throughout the afternoon and into early evening. Temperatures reach about 50 in Dayton, could stay a little cooler to the north. Tonight, everyone gets into the upper 30s. Rain showers will end on Sunday. We'll stay dry for the rest of the day with clouds breaking for sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour Our news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. Having a blast here today. A little drippy outside, but a lot of fun inside here. Had a lot of great callers, and it's been a very, very, as always, enjoyable show and very educational, even for me. I want to share something with you that happened this week in the shop. I thought it was pretty cool. One of our customers had been having an intermittent problem with their windshield wipers. And so they recognize that's going to be difficult perhaps for us to diagnose or at least duplicate. So what they did was they just had a family member while they were driving along when it occurred, take their phone out and just duplicate, or I should say video what was going on. It was very helpful to us. So I just wanted to throw that out. You know, if you're having an issue, maybe you got a noise in your car that comes and goes, right, that your phone could pick up. Just turn your phone on. Just record it. Put it, you know, on your camera or whatever it is and record it, or a recording feature on your phone. And your technician, wherever you go, will really appreciate that because it tells them so much more than you trying to explain it sometimes. So thanks very much for that video this week. Actually, that's something we do when we do inspections. We know as we find things like we find loose wheel bearings or wheel bearings making noise or just other noises and shakes. When we're doing our digital inspection, that we perform on every car at Murphy's Auto Care. We take a ton of pictures and also video, and we send that to you while your vehicle's there. So if you haven't experienced that, it's very cool. Our customers love it, and we'd love to perform that for you. It's at no charge on your car. Going to Josh right now. Josh, how you doing?
Doing all right, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thanks for hanging in there with us. What do you want to chat about today?
Well, a question is, my wife has a 2011 GMC Acadia. I have a 2015 Chevy Duramax, Silverado with a Duramax in it.
Uh-huh.
And they both vehicles have oil life monitoring systems on them.
Sure.
And I didn't know, and I was just curious as to how accurate they were. If there's any, I was wondering if there was any kind of sensors in there that kind of measure, you know, that's doing some kind of analysis on the oil life or the filter, or if it's just based on some timing and other things like that.
Awesome question. I love talking about this. General Motors actually kind of pioneered that technology years ago, the whole oil life. And actually, you know where that came from? It came from Dayton, and we're a big, inventing city, right? So there was an inventor that was trying to find out how long fryer oil would last. So he came up with some sensors and devices, and then General Motors got together with him, more or less. I'm really summarizing the story here. But to answer your question, your vehicle, GM's, uses a lot of inputs. And so things like engine RPM, engine temperature, time on the engine, obviously, vehicle load, and how much time it's got in different gear ranges, okay? So it's not just, hey, change the oil at 7,000 miles. You know, and there are vehicles out there like that. There's a lot of vehicles that just, and I'm glad to see this, they're kind of dialing it back. They were really letting it reel out there 7, 8, 10,000 miles, right, on vehicles. But because they're starting to see engine failure in vehicles that are only 5 years old, a lot of manufacturers are dialing it back. I have a Chevy Silverado, and mine actually now is run averaging, based on the way I drive, around 5,000 miles. It sets the monitor on it. So it's not an absolute, you know, mileage thing with General Motors. It's based on all of those inputs, and that's a great question. So there's a lot of technology involved in it.
Okay.
So absolutely, you can trust it. All right.
All right.
Have a great weekend. All right. Take care. Wow, it's been a fast hour here. I can't believe how quickly this goes. I'm going to take a quick second. I want to say thanks, of course, to Tyler, our producer. Good job today. All right, we're not quite done, but we're almost there, right? Right, and certainly want to say thanks again to our sponsors, BG Automotive Products. Folks, get BG Automotive Products in your vehicle; they will last a lifetime, and I don't mean a short lifetime of 10 years. Folks that flush their vehicles, in my experience, transmissions, engines, differentials don't fail, and those are the big ticket items in a repair. So make sure you're using BG products. KOI Auto Parts, ask your automotive service provider where they buy their parts. Hopefully they're using KOI supplied parts. They're a great company. Mike's Car Wash, keep your car clean. A clean car is a happy car, and right now, I mentioned it earlier, if you buy four of the Ultimate or Works washes, you're going to get two free. I believe they even have a gift wrap box, and they're a great stocking stuffer. So get to Mike's Car Wash. You can get to them online, mikescarwash.com. And don't forget, on Wednesday, if we service your car and you do that, you make that appointment online with us at murphysautocare.com, that's Ultimate Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we'll give you a free Ultimate Car Wash, which is $20 on top of whatever else is going on. And I also want to say thank you, of course, to Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. Just an amazing organization here. I had no idea how much they help our fellow citizens here in our community. So if you've got a vehicle, you got a truck, an airplane, a go-kart, a boat, an RV that you don't use, donate it to the Goodwill Auto Auction. It's simple. All you got to do is go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com, and it's a few simple clicks, and they will pick your vehicle up, and you can help tremendously around our community. Or you can just do old school. You can call 228-AUTO, and they'll be there to pick it up. Folks, I hate to say it, we are just about out of time here on Auto Talk. Always a lot of fun. Had a lot of great callers. If you didn't get a chance to get in today and you want to chat with me, it's easy. Go to dave@murphysautocare.com, or you can go to Murphy's Auto Care, which our Facebook page, and trust me, I will respond to you. As always, it's truly a pleasure to serve you and be here and talk to you about your vehicles. I'm going to sign off, but I want to remind you, make sure you take care of your car. It'll take care of you and your family and keep you all safe and everybody else on the road. Have a wonderful weekend.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.